Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from Venezia 74, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Vivian Ku. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And you're here presenting a wonderful film, very powerful film called Angels Wear White. But the first question that I want to ask you is, would you kindly introduce the film to our listeners who are not familiar with it yet?
That's a very difficult question.
As much as you'd like to say.
Okay. The story centers on two young girls. Mm-hmm. One of them is the victim of an assault, and the other one happened to be a witness.
Right.
And the beginning of the story happens when the assault took place, and then it goes in these two strands with each girl. One is the aftermath of the assault, and the other one is the girl trying to decide whether she needs to speak up in order to help the other girl.
What is the story behind the story? What was it? How did this idea came from?
I wanted to do a story about young children in China nowadays, because the last 30 years, China has developed very dramatically, you know, economically and in all aspects. But the price might be families and children. And because a lot of the people, they have to move to different cities to work in order to have a decent living. And so the many children, they're left back in their hometown without a proper care from their parents. So some children, they didn't go to school or didn't receive an education properly. So all sorts of things would happen to these children. And especially for girls, you know, the kind of difficulties they encounter might be even bigger.
In a patriarchal society?
Yes.
So that's also another aspect of the movie that...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you tell me about the cast and how you found them and how you worked with the actors?
Okay. For the two young leads, I had to go through thousands of young kids.
Yeah. It's not easy, you know, it's a difficult role.
Yeah, so, but we combed through pretty much everyone who had played something, even if tiny roles in cinema and television.
Yeah.
And so the Mia, the hotel clerk, she actually played in two television series prior to this making this film. But when the other girl, Zhou Meijun, she had no experience whatsoever in cinema or television.
Mm-hmm.
So we trained her for 2 months to play this little girl. But she turned out amazing, so we're really happy.
Yeah. I really enjoyed your previous work, Trap Street. I thought it was a great film. And another film that deals with some delicate topics. Do you encounter any difficulties along production, especially when you talk about such delicate and touchy subjects?
Encounter?
Any difficulties in production?
In production? No, not really, because a lot of people didn't understand my script.
They didn't.
No.
Why is that?
Oh, it's kind of subtle, because I think both my films are kind of subtle, even though it does address very harsh subject, but there are parts about it that's very subtle. For example, Trap Street, a lot of people thought it was a love story.
Oh, yeah.
And this one is sort of a coming-of-age story, so it's okay, yeah.
We're going to have to wrap it up, but
okay.
It's a great pleasure. It was a great pleasure talking to you, absolutely.
You.
And I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.